friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I am so happy that you all could join us today. Well, my name is Rebecca. Yesterday, we started a very interesting lesson called The Story of the Mayo Brothers. We already learned that the Mayo Brothers lived through a tornado. And then, after the tornado passed, many people around them had been injured, but not the Mayo Brothers. So, what did the Mayo Brothers do? We are going to find out today. A few questions that we are going to discuss. First, what did the Mayo Brothers build? And what did the brothers publish? Okay, friends, I know that you have your magazines, so make sure they are open to today's lesson. And let's begin. Come on.
The Story of the Mayo Brothers. The Mayos turned the town hall into an emergency hospital. Everyone helped however they could. "We need a hospital," said someone when the tragedy ended. "We'll raise the money and build the hospital if you all will be the doctors." After the hospital opened, the three Mayo doctors, Charlie had also become a doctor, helped even more people. But the brothers realized that there were things they didn't know. "Why don't you and I take turns traveling?" said Will to Charlie.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看是 tragedy 这个名词。Tragedy 是指不幸、灾难或惨剧。例如 ,the boy has suffered many tragedies in life, but he remains strong. 这个男孩经历过人生许多苦难,但是他仍然保持坚强。或者是 ,it's a tragedy that so many children are starving in this nation. 这个国家中还有许多孩子在挨饿,真是不幸。Tragedy 也指悲剧作品,例如 ,Hamlet is one of the most renowned tragedies and was adapted by many directors.哈姆雷特是最有名的悲剧之一，曾经被许多导演改编过。接着我们看的是 realize 这个动词 ,real 这个字根有真实或现实的意思，所以 realize 是指明白、意识到或者是终于了解。例如 ,after living in London for almost 5 years, Leo finally realized that he never liked city life. 住在伦敦5年之后 ,Leo 终于发现自己从来都不喜欢都市生活。或者是 I didn't realize how hard it was to start a business until I opened my own restaurant. 我一直都不明白要开始一个事业有多困难，直到我自己开餐厅为止。
Oh, well, Dr. Brittingham, here we are.
And Dr. Harbour.
Where's our patient?
Where's our patient? Gabe, we don't have any patients.
You don't have any patience. You need to exercise more patience.
No, Gabe, I have lots of patience. I've learned to be a very patient person. What I mean is, we're actually not going to be operating or on a patient, you know, someone who's sick.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very nice.
Friends, we're just pretending to be like the Mayo Brothers.
There are different kinds of patients, and yes, we are pretending to be doctors here today in memory of the wonderful Mayo Brothers, the amazing Mayo Brothers. So, the Mayos, as we read in this section, the Mayos turned the town hall into an emergency hospital. Now, if you remember from yesterday's lesson, there was a tornado, there were some injured people. Where were they going to help these injured people, these patients? They turned the town hall into a hospital.
And that makes perfect sense. Why would you not turn the town hall into an emergency hospital when there are a lot of injured people? Before we continue with this lesson, we're going to talk about this phrase, to turn something into something else. If you turn something into something else, that just means that thing was one thing before, and now you turned it into something different.
That's right. You did something so that now it has another purpose. For example, Rebecca, did you know here at Studio Classroom, you know, it's been around for more than 50 years, and here the offices, they were once bedrooms. Sometime they were used as bedrooms. Okay, so yeah, so the offices were turned into bedrooms for people to stay. That was a while ago. Now they have been turned back into offices.
No way. I didn't know that. Okay, well, that was a great example, Gabe.
Thank you.
And I thought it would be appropriate to come up with another example. Sam and Pete turned the classroom into a coffee shop. So we have this room. It was once used as a classroom, but Sam and Pete decided that, this would make a good coffee shop. So it was turned into a coffee shop.
Some people like to use their garages for different purposes. They don't park their cars there. My uncle turned his garage into a storage room, and now there's lots of useless stuff there. We read here, the mayors turned the town hall into an emergency hospital. Everyone helped however they could, so everyone pitched in.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, "We need a hospital," said someone when the tragedy ended. "We'll raise the money and build the hospital if you all will be the doctors." Okay, so what's going on in this section? Of course, a tragedy happened. That is, the tornado came and hurt a lot of people. And, of course, we already learned there's no hospital, so the townspeople said, "We need a hospital."
If you all will be the doctors, who is the "you all" that these townspeople are talking about? Well, of course, it's the Mayo brothers, or at least Dr. Mayo and his son Will. But we read on in this next sentence, after the hospital opened, the three Mayo doctors, Charlie had also become a doctor, helped even more people. Okay, so now it's not just Dr. Mayo. Both of the Mayo brothers are now doctors as well.
So we have three doctors so far, and they helped even more people. But the brothers realized that there were things they didn't know. "Why don't you and I take turns traveling?" said Will to Charlie.
I like your Will voice, Rebecca.
Yeah, I was trying to have a deep, low voice, just like Will.
Just like Will from the black and white photo. Well, okay, why don't we take turns traveling? I like this phrase, too.
And why don't we take turns providing examples for the phrase to take turns?
All right, good. That was a good example, by the way, Rebecca. Now, another one?
Thank you.
Please?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay, another example. Now, typically, when I think of this word to take turns, I think about sharing something like a bicycle. Let's say two or three people want to go biking, but there's only one bike. You could say, Sam and Sally and little Timmy there, you all are going to have to take turns using the bike, seeing that there is only one bike.
Okay, that was great. Okay, your turn is over. Now it's my turn.
Yep, go for it, Gabe.
I usually use this phrase when I'm playing a game of some kind with my friends. It's my turn. I'm going to roll the dice, move my piece on the board. Okay, my turn is over. We're taking turns. Now it's somebody else's turn to go. So use that phrase in another way. You know, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
We're learning about these doctors. And don't doctors sometimes perform surgery on their patients?
Gabe, you put that thing away right now.
Huh?
That butcher knife?
Oh.
You put that away.
I thought doctors use these when they need to operate on somebody.
Gabe, no. Doctors don't use a butcher knife. Let me have this.
Well, you be careful with it, too. Friends, right now, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about doctors and surgery in the Info Cloud.
The word plastic comes from ancient Greek, and it means something capable of being sculpted, shaped, or molded. Maybe you artists have heard of or worked with plaster.
In the 1800s, the medical world began using the term plastic surgery to mean correcting a deficiency in the body's structure. It could be something as simple as reshaping a broken nose or restoring a torn ear.
Or it could involve reconstructive hand surgery or the treatment of burns. Plastic surgery was mainly done to help people with facial or body defects caused by accident, disease, or birth disorders lead as normal a life as possible.
Today, plastic surgery can be subdivided into different groupings. One of the more well-known is cosmetic surgery, that is, operations performed to improve a person's appearance or reduce signs of aging.
Some of the more popular cosmetic procedures are the nose job, reshaping the nose, the tummy tuck, sculpting the abdomen, and the facelift, removing wrinkles from the face.
I'm sure some of your favorite singers and movie stars have had cosmetic surgery. It's very possible someone you know personally has had cosmetic surgery, and you don't even know it. Ken?
This is all natural, I assure you. Plastic 是塑胶, 但它原本是希腊文, 表示可以被雕塑成型的东西。 因此呢, 它有一个相关词, plaster, 就是石膏。 到了19世纪, 医学界就采用 plastic surgery 这个词来表示整形手术。 Plastic surgery 多年来, 已经蓬勃发展, 也产生了许多不同的专业领域, 像 cosmetic surgery, 美容手术, 通常比较常听到的是 nose job, 隆鼻, facelift, 拉皮, 都是属于 cosmetic surgery 的领域。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Mayo brothers and, of course, Mr. Mayo, the father. Now, we already learned about this tragedy that had hit the tornado, that is, and we also learned that the townspeople have insisted that a hospital be built so that the Mayo brothers and the father could be the doctors. Well, we have more to learn about this amazing family, so what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our next reading.
The story of the Mayo brothers. One of us can stay and look after our patients. The other can visit the best hospitals and doctors in the world. That way, we can keep learning and be better doctors. From that time on, the Mayos traveled the world learning about medicine. The brothers published over 1,000 papers in medical magazines and attended almost all big meetings of doctors. They never tried to impress anyone, but everyone took notice whenever Charlie or Will spoke. One nice thing about sharing knowledge, Charlie once said, is that after you give it to someone else, you still have it.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 publish这个动词, PUBL这个字根有人名的意思, 所以 publish是指发表、公开或者是出版。 例如 Sheldon's thesis will be published in a prestigious science journal. Sheldon的论文会在一份非常具盛名的科学杂志中被发表，或者是 The novel was published by Random House. 这本小说是由兰登书局出版的。如果把它的字尾加上 er, publisher 就是指出版商。例如 The publisher expected the book to sell over 100,000 copies. 出版商预估这本书会卖超过10万本。 所以我们看的是 take notice 这个成语， notice 是指关注， 所以 take notice 是指注意或在意。 如果要说明注意什么的话， 是用 of 这个介系词。 例如 take notice of the changes in the temperature, these plants wither in high heat， 要注意温度的变化， 这些植物一遇到高热就会枯萎。 或者是 don't take any notice of what Victor said. He was upset about everything yesterday. 不用在意 Victor 说了什么，他昨天对每一件事情都生气。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, in this section, we read, one of us can stay and look after our patients. So earlier today, we read the phrase, oh, well, we're going to take turns traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctors are going to take turns traveling. While one doctor is traveling, learning more about becoming a better doctor, the other is going to stay and look after or take care of the patients there.
Well, let's go ahead and continue this quote. The other can visit the best hospitals and doctors in the world. That way, we can keep learning and be better doctors. Actually, I think that's a very wise decision on their part. Well, continuing on, from that time on, the Mayos traveled around the world learning about medicine. Hey, you see that phrase in the lesson, from that time on? What exactly does this mean?
Okay, so at a certain point in time, something happened, and ever since then, there's this fact. Okay, so from that time on, since that thing happened, the Mayos traveled the world learning about medicine. All right, so they didn't just stay in one place. They kept traveling from that time on. So you can put this phrase at the beginning of a sentence, or it could go at the end of a sentence. You could read, the Mayos traveled the world learning about medicine from that time on.
And here's another example. Kate got really sick after she ate some cherry pie. From that time on, she never wanted to eat cherry pie.
Hmm.
I don't blame her.
You know, I had a friend who got into an accident.
Oh.
A scooter accident.
Oh, dear.
And actually, his wife was so angry that she made him promise never to ride a scooter again. So, from that time on, he never rode a scooter. It's actually been 3 or 4 years.
Hmm.
He used to ride his scooter all the time.
Well, he's probably safer now.
Yeah.
Anyway, continuing learning about the Mayo brothers, we learn, or we read here, the brothers published over 1,000 papers in medical magazines and attended almost all big meetings of doctors. They never tried to impress anyone. Gabe, have you ever seen someone and they think they're the best at doing something? They're trying to impress people. Sometimes you could even say they're showing off.
Oh, that's
the brothers
right.
Didn't do that.
No, they were not showing off. And you know, this word can be used as a two words, right? To show off, like a verb, right? You're showing off your skills and your talents so everybody can see. You can also use it as a noun. It becomes one word with a little hyphen in between show and off. Maybe you can say, he is such a show-off.
Uh-huh. Or you can say, wow, he really likes to show off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's look at this last quote here. One nice thing about sharing knowledge, Charlie once said, is that after you give it to someone else, you will have it. Well, right now, it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge, and today we have a very special guest. What is your name?
Hey guys, my name is Luke.
Hey Luke. Now, usually we would find Luke behind the camera, but today he's in front of the camera joining us for the SC Challenge. So do you know today's question?
I have no clue.
Great. Well, I'm about to ask you. The first question is, would you ever give someone something they couldn't pay for? Why or why not? So once again, would you ever give someone something that they couldn't pay for?
Yes, they usually it's kind of expensive, but hey, maybe they can't pay for it, and so you just want to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, yeah, I would. Because if it was something that that person really needed, such as food, for example, and if the person couldn't pay for the food, yeah, I would treat him or her.
Excellent. So tomorrow you're taking me to lunch, right?
I wouldn't mind.
Awesome, awesome, okay.
Is there anything else other than food that you would give to someone even if they couldn't pay for it? What about a diamond ring?
Hey, are you asking? Are you asking him if he's going to get engaged anytime soon?
That's a different story.
Yeah. That's a different story.
That's a different story. Okay, just
time.
Making sure.
But I'm curious. Our lesson is about some doctors today who willingly shared their knowledge with other mm-hmm. people, and they thought, this is great because you can share something with somebody else, and you get to keep it for yourself, too, because knowledge is just like that. Now, some people think that if you share what you know with other people, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe your position will be given to somebody else. How do you feel about this situation? Should we freely share our knowledge with other people?
You know, that really is a tough question. I think it really depends on, you know, case by case. I believe there are some situations where it is appropriate to kind of reserve that knowledge because, mm-hmm. you know, people do pay for that kind of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really does depend, I think.
Yeah, it depends on the case.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent answers. Thank you so much, Luke, for participating in today's SE Challenge. We hope to see you again in the future. And friends, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the SE Challenge.
And I'll see Luke tomorrow for lunch. Yeah.
Right.
This is wonderful, Charlie. Our town finally has a hospital.
Yes, and it's about time. I remember that tornado. There were so many injuries.
And we turned the town hall into an emergency hospital.
That tragedy showed us the need for a real hospital.
And thanks to those who raised the money, now we have a place for ill and injured patients.
Being a doctor here is a big responsibility. I realize more and more just how many things we don't know.
True. Hey, I have an idea. Let's visit the best hospitals and doctors in the world. We can learn and become better doctors.
But who will look after our patients while we're gone?
We'll take turns traveling and learning about medicine.
We can attend important medical meetings.
And we can share what we learn with others.
Yes, we can publish papers in medical magazines.
And we can speak at meetings.
I can't wait to get started. Where shall I travel first?
You mean, where shall I travel first?
But I want to go first.
No, me.
Okay, you first. And remember, one nice thing about sharing knowledge.
What's that?
After you give it to someone else, you still have it.
True.
Friends, sharing is important, and the Mayo brothers know the value of sharing their knowledge with others.
That's right. Well, friends, we still have one more day about the Mayo brothers, so join us tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.